We're going to go to a very familiar book in the Bible. We're going to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. We may look back a little bit in John 13, and we may jump over a little bit in a couple other books, but we're going to go to John chapter 14, and it's very familiar. First of all, I'm going to have a word of prayer right now for myself. Father God in heaven, guide me as I preach this message. Lord God, give me the right words to say. Lord, help each one of us hear the message and apply it in our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. John 14 starts out with, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, why is he asking, let not your heart be troubled? We're going to go back a little bit in chapter 13. And we're going to see some stuff that had happened. Right after Judas betrayed him. This is also... When you're talking about Peter, this is when Peter had said, you know what? He says here, Simon Peter said unto the Lord, whether thou goest, Jesus said, answer him, whether I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter, you know, Peter was he was ready to go. He was ready to do it, and he meant it. He wasn't just talking. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And I think he meant every word of that. But Jesus answered him, will I lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, or truly, truly, whatever you want to use there, verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Wow. You think that kind of knocked Peter down? I think so. I think it knocked Peter down. And also, it troubled the other disciples. Jesus says, I'm going away, and you guys can't follow me. You're not going to be able to follow me. I'm going away. And that had to be very troubling. They thought that Jesus would be around till they died. But no, that's not what happened. So, put yourself in those boots. We got our Savior. We believe, we know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We know that we've been with Him. He's taught us, and He's taught hundreds of people, thousands of people. But now He says He's going away. How in the world can He accomplish anything if He's leaving this world? Was He a fake? Did he not mean what he was doing? He says, I'm going away and you can't follow me. So the people were troubled. The people that were following Jesus were troubled. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whew. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. He says, I'm going away. Look here, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I listened to some of the other people that preach this message and stuff, and they say that actually he was saying that we would be going to a dwelling place, not a mansion. But you know what? I think Jesus said a mansion. I think a mansion to these people, and you know what? A mansion to more than half of this world would be just a place where you could go in and be outside of the elements of the weather. I think that's a mansion. And I keep telling Donna, that's what we're doing. We're building our mansion right now. We're finishing our mansion. Now, most people say, what? You're calling that dump a mansion? It's going to be a mansion to us. Isn't that right, Donna? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. And anyway, and I think that's what the people thought. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you under myself. And there, where I am, you may be also. He's coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back. One of the big, great themes in the scripture is talking about Jesus is coming back. We can look at a number of different places. I couldn't tell you exactly where. I know one of them is in the last part of Revelation. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back. He says right here, I'm coming back. And that's awesome. I'm coming back. I'm not staying away. And he did. He came and he died and he came to us and he left. At this time, he was lifted up into heaven.
Amen.
And when he was lifted up in heaven, do you remember what happened? Two men, two angels, spoke to the crowd below. How come you're looking at these guys? Don't you know that he's coming back? He's coming back. And he's going to be with you. And you're going to be with him forever. And that's isn't that going to be awesome?
Amen.
That we're going to be with him forever.
Amen.
Not because we're good. Thank God for that. I would never made it. But because we have accepted Jesus Christ. We trusted him as who he says he is. We believe it.
Amen.
And we follow him. And we love him. Praise God for that. And he says, whether I go, you know not. And the way I, you know not. Thomas, old Tom. You know, they're big mouth. Most of those Thomases are big mouth people. And he says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? How in the world, Lord? We don't know where we're going, and how can we know the way? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Did you see how Jesus said that? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I am a way. I am a truth, and I am a life. You see, because a lot of people that want to run the Bible down talk about, oh, there's other ways to get to heaven. When Jesus, God himself, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That creates a problem with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Well, you're kind of one way, aren't you? You betcha. Yeah, we are one way. Because Jesus said we're one way.
Amen.
Jesus said we're one way. We're going to be one way. Because he said, this is the only way. Jesus said, the only way to get to the Father is through me. Isn't that awesome? And you know, just think, just this, the crowd that's in here is saved. We are so blessed by God. We're saved. And look at so many people that are walking around that don't have Jesus Christ in their life. Well, you see different in them. See a lot different, don't you? There's not much hope. What kind of hope would you have if you don't have hope in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ? What kind of hope would you have? Would you have hope in the idol? Because that's all you got left. That's all you got left. Even right here in the United States, that's all you would have left. Gold. Maybe fame. Maybe you're a great athlete. That don't last long. That don't last long. We see it so many times with movie stars and such that were so popular for so long. And it's terribly sad. You read where they died of overdoses. It's terrible. They never trusted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. I pray that they heard the gospel. I pray that they had the opportunity to trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus and the Father are one. He says, if you've known me, and he's talking to Thomas now, and the rest of the crowd, I guess. If you've known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. What? Philip. Now Philip jumped in there. Hey, Philip, what you saying? He said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. Well, Thomas was thinking the same thing, wasn't he? Show us the Father. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What's Jesus saying? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. They are identical. They are one completely. Jesus and the Father are one. In Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made him, that made us, and not we ourselves. The Lord, he is God. Lord Jesus Christ, he is God. Okay? And then he says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The Father dwelleth in Jesus. Jesus dwelleth in the Father. What do we have as Christians? We have the Holy Spirit that dwells with us.
Amen.
We have the same. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit dwells in us. How awesome. And he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. In other words, believe what you've seen done. What have they seen Jesus do? They've seen Jesus heal the sick, heal the people that had demons, seen Jesus raise the dead. Oh, that is awesome. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, I think. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, or truly, truly again. Verily, verily, truly, truly. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Wait just a minute. What's Jesus saying here? Jesus saying, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do, and also, and greater. How are we going to do greater works than raising the dead, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind? How are we going to do that? We do that. We don't do it. We don't raise the dead. We don't heal the sick. But Jesus was talking about all of us. How many people has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior since Jesus been on earth? Look how much greater that is. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the greater in quantity of doing the works of God. And whosoever shall ask in my name, this one here is one that's a little bit different. Whosoever shall ask in my name, he says here, that will I do, that the Father may glorify in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. How many people are going to believe that? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So what's that mean? Well, first of all, if you ask anything in his name, First John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that you have before men, that if you ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and if we know that he heareth us, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked from him. That's what God does. When he says, if you ask anything in my name, here's what I think happened with Northwood Baptist Church. I think Northwood Baptist Church was praying and praying and praying for a new pastor. And I think God sent us a person that can be our new pastor.
Amen.
And listen, we was asking in his name. Amen. We was asking for God to send us the person that you have in mind. We never met Forrest before. I hadn't. I just pray that's his will. That's God's will, and I think it is. Another one says, he says another little statement here. He says, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
Amen.
If you love me, you keep my commandments. Wow. I love Jesus as much as anybody can. Boy, would I find myself not keeping his commandments in time. I find myself sinning against him. Bad temper. On the road, somebody do something to me. Oh, I get hot real fast. That's not doing God's will. But one thing about it, my God tells me in 1 John 1:9 that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Now, I don't use that as a crutch and say, oh, well, I can sin and then I'm going to confess it. No, that's not the way it's done.
Amen.
I think the Holy Spirit will convict me every time I confess every time I sin against him. I think he will convict each one of us. And that's the time when we agree with God. That's what that is, confessing. We're agreeing with God that I sinned against him. That's what that is. Okay, the promise of the Spirit. Let's see what the promise of the Spirit says John 14, verse 16. It says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Who's that other comforter? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to come with us. He's going to abide with us forever. We praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Yeah, and that's the difference. And that's the major difference. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. He's not going to go into the people that have not trusted Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So the Holy Spirit's not going to go into anyone other than the ones that trusted Jesus. And that's what the world don't understand. They might read this Bible and say, I don't understand how this works. I don't understand it at all. Because the Holy Spirit's not in there. Not in there with them. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Praise God. I will not leave you comforted. I will come to you. And again he says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. That's why the people were troubled. That's why the people were troubled. It's not saying, let not your heart be troubled. It's not saying that we're not to be troubled. In fact, we should be troubled over many things that happen. I was walking, Donna and I was going into Walmart up at Moberly yesterday. Young girl, probably, she didn't look to be much more than 16, wearing a shirt that had a filthy language on the back of it. Well, walking around there just as proud as she could be. Isn't that awful? She's never heard the truth, maybe. Maybe she's never heard the truth. But that's the world. That's the world. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but you see me because I live, ye shall also, because I live, ye shall also live. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and my Father in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. That's it. There it goes again. He that hath the commandments and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall love of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us because we love the Father. Judas said unto him, not a scared Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said, and that's a good question. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loveth me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him and will come into him and maketh our abode with him. Good. Good question. Great answer. Good question. Great answer. Verse 24 says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the world which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. The world is not his. These things I have spoken unto you, being a present with you, but the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And that's something we must rely on. That's something that we rely on when you're studying the Word of God. The Word of God. We should ask the Holy Spirit, help us to understand this. Help us understand your Word more. And then help us to apply your Word more in our hearts and our lives. Verse 27. He loves, you know, God wants us to be in peace. God wants us to be not concerned. God wants us to be just in great peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, and not the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm leaving you. Don't be afraid. Don't be troubled. The Comforter is going to comfort you. The Comforter is going to give you the words that you need to hear. Don't be afraid. Verse 28 says, ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus was getting the words from the Father. Jesus was getting the words from his Father was greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. The prince of this world, Satan. Satan had already acted with Judas. Satan had already went into Judas and got him to betray the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Turn him in and get him crucified. Satan done that. The prince of this world. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. These words, wow. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Isn't that awesome? I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Verily, verily, he says in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these. Jesus says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He that loveth me keepeth not my saying. He that loveth me not keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. These are awesome words when we read John chapter 14. I'm sure we're all very familiar with John chapter 14. But I wanted to just take a look at some of the things that Jesus said. Made that there were so many statements here that I think there's six statements that he made. Just in those 14 verses, I think it is. The statements that he said he was going to do. Can we rely on Jesus' word? You bet. You bet we rely on Jesus' word. There's no way that Jesus can lie. He would not lie. Can't lie. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back. He's coming back soon. Sometime, this old world is going to see a bunch of Christians leave this earth. Just like that. It says in a blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye. Us Christians be leaving the world. And then after that, there's going to be 7 years of tribulation. 3.5 years of tribulation, then 3.5 years of great tribulation. And that's going to be awful. Most people are not going to live through that. If you haven't trusted Jesus, it's going to be hard to trust Jesus afterwards. Maybe some will. There's some that will do that. The Jews, there will be a number of preachers preaching to the Jews. This is mostly for the Jews. That preaching to the Jews, there will be thousands of Jews that will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And after 7 years of tribulation, wow, we got 1,000 years of the millennium, 1,000 years of peace on earth, 1,000 years of Jesus Christ ruling the earth from Jerusalem. Isn't that awesome? And we're going to be a part of that. Now, how are we going to be a part of that? I don't have a clue. But we're supposed to be a part of that. We've got so much to look forward to. So much to look forward to. And then, of course, after the millennium, there's going to, you know what? After 1,000 years of peace, after 1,000 years of no sin, Satan will be released, and there will be people that will follow him. And then you have the great Armageddon battle. I'm just so glad that I'm a part of the winning side. Amen. When I love to read the last two or three chapters of Revelation. You know why I always like to go to the back of the book and see what happens before I read the book. So when I read the back of the book, then I know what's going to happen. And you know, the good things are going to happen to those that believe. So let's just pray that we can share that with anybody that we're around.